au. Or give us a call on 963750024. We've got some great cars there and we want to sell them all. So now is a great time to call.
And you've got some important footy games on today at Leichhardt Oval. Plenty of footy there for the Wennie Magpies.
Certainly do. We've got the Sydney Shield and Ryan Massey Cup sides both playing their GF qualifiers today. Sydney Shield kick off at 11 versus Guildford. And the Ron Massey Cup side play Glebe Burwood Wolves at 1. So we're hopeful that both sides make it through the grand final next weekend and we have another great weekend for the Wennie Magpies.
Are you heading out there, Scotty?
I'm dressed and ready to go. I'm just about to leave very soon.
All right, I'll see you there.
All right, Jimmy, I'll catch up with you, mate.
And by the way...
You can buy me a lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, absolutely. No problem. and by the way, Scotty and Steve Foster were able to help with the Smith family getting a new car over the course of the last 2 weeks. So, car's going well. She hasn't run into anything yet. So, in saying that, it's only early, Scotty.
Mate, it's built for protection, so you'll be right no matter what.
Fair enough.
Good on you, Scotty. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Ray.
See you, Scotty. Guys.
There he is, Scotty Foster. By the way, again, we wanted a certain car. Scotty sourced it for us and did a great job for us. So, on behalf of the Smith family, thank you.
Good man. Who wins today, James? Who wins our Godolphin cap?
Mark from Mollymook. We had a number of great callers, but Mark from Mollymook on SMS, who talked about Madison Square Garden,
71.
Ali Frazier, 1971, as a 14-year-old. He was taken there. Special mention to Baz, who... His family skipped the country for some reason. he didn't know why, but Dad packed them up and sent them to a backpacking trip around Europe.
Okay, quick tips for the prelim finals next week, James.
I think it'll be Melbourne, and I seriously don't know. I think the Roosters because of the week off, but this South Sydney Inglis will play. That is going to be tight.
And the AFL?
It'll be Richmond. I'd love to see Richmond beat Melbourne. I want Melbourne to make the grand final, but Richmond will win the whole thing.
I'm with Melbourne too, but barracking for the Sharks. And I think South Sydney can knock off the Roosters, and I think Richmond will play Melbourne in the grand final.
There you go.
Melbourne can beat West Coast next week.
So, Mark from Mollymook, you've got yourself a Godolphin cap. Thank you very much to everyone involved at Godolphin. We do appreciate it. So, Mark, we'll send that out to you. We'll get in contact with you via the SMS. Coming up on Racing HQ, Mick Wallace previews Dubbo Gold Cup Day and Priscilla Schmidt looks at Tari. The Big Sports Breakfast back tomorrow morning at 5:30. And remember, everybody,
enjoy your Sunday
and enjoy your sport.
Hey Mum, do you love great coffee?
Yes.
Here, I'll make you one on this new Nespresso coffee maker. We've got so many beautiful coffee makers at Bingley. Mum, check out the styling, check out the craftsmanship, check out the coffee.
Lano, slow down.
We've got everything you need to know about coffee, Mum. What would you like? Espresso, cappuccino, macchiato, ristretto, piccolo, latte, flat white, long black, short black or mocha?
How many have you had today?
All of them.
Oh, I thought so.
If you love coffee, you'll love Bingley. I'm Lionel Lee.
I'm Yandere.
I'm Lionel Lee.
At Bingley, we recommend drink coffee responsibly.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to you. Simon Harrison in the chair at 3 minutes past 10. We are about to preview Dubbo Cup Day with Mick Wallace. First of all, let's get to the track for an update on the surface. And Vince Gordon's on the line. Vince, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you.
So a good track, I'd imagine, heading into Cup Day?
A beautiful track at Dubbo, a good four. So things are looking very, very good, very green, very fresh. And, 30 mil of rain a couple of weeks ago was perfect.
So did you have to put any irrigation on?
Yeah, we put 6 mil of irrigation on during the week just to keep the ryegrass fresh. And it's been lovely, yep.
So what's the forecast for the afternoon?
Look, a little zephyr of breeze coming in from the southwest, I think at about 3 metres a second. So it's a little breeze, but I think 18 degrees is what we're looking at. So... a beautiful spring day.
And you should get plenty of people rolling through the gate.
Hey, we've got three different marquees that are bulging at the seams. They've been sold out in three different marquees, which is great and great support. So we're looking forward to a ripper of an afternoon with a picnic final, champions final, and our Gold Cup.
Tremendous. But the first getting underway at 12:40. Vince, I'll let you get to it. Thanks very much for the update, and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you. Cheers.
Righto. So we've got the first coming up at 20 minutes to one. Just recapping, the track is a good four. Rail is in the true position, and Mick Wallace is on the line. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well done on your new Tipperary tip the other day in the Cameron.
Yeah, it's a good price in the end.
Very good price.
Nice way to finish off the day, getting the Cup and Cameron winner, but, you know, every now and then you have a bit of luck.
Yeah, you got a good record on those last two races, Cup Day, don't you?
Yes, always like that Newcastle Carnival. We always tend to find a few winners, so it's been a good meeting over the years.
What did you make of Dubbo today? You confident?
Oh, it's a tricky day. Big fields and lots of value on offer, but hopefully if we find one or two winners, I reckon we'll finish in front.
Righto, Mick. Let's take a look at the first, which is the Aqua West Showcase. It's a maiden over 1,000. There's no scratchings here, and we have a field of 14. Now, with the tab fixed odds, one caught in camera is at 5.50, two Alpine Royal 31, three Down Under Babe 31, four Go Charlie Go 11, five Kalisa Secret 61, six Laboom 11, seven Macabella 150-1. 8, My Cat Save Me at 17. 9, Our Sister Anna 100-1. 10, The Black Widow 750. 11, Wee Lassie 950. 12, Supreme Confidence 17. 13, Water Union 480. And 14, Special Surprise at 360. No moves at this point for anything, really. Special Surprise is the favourite here, Mick, at 360.
I don't think there's a lot of depth to this race. I'm going with 14 Special Surprise on top, this first starter by Your Song. Mac Ressa trains. Grant Buckley will take the ride. And she's trialled okay, and I think she'll be hard to beat. I put her on top over number 13, Water Union. Another horse that's stepping out for the first time. Went around in a Wellington trial and was placed third there behind Talister Sky. And she looks to go okay. She's got a nice draw. I thought 12 Supreme Confidence was some sort of chance. This is a horse that's had a couple of starts, finished fourth at Manduran last time, and it's sure to be in the finish somewhere. And next best, TRB number 6, which is Laboom, who's resuming from a spell, yet to get into placings in three career starts, but does have some ability. 14, 13, 12 and 6 in race number 1.
So 14, 13, 12, 6 in the first. Race number 2 is the Harpal Hotel Group Country Only Class 2. It's 1,100 metres in distance, and the scratchings are 1 Algeroba, 6 Dreadlock, 14 Burning Crown and 18 Fourth Protocol. And running down the board here, 2 Blue Collar Boy has been 14-17, 3 Caisson Platoon 26-31, 4 Corriglin 9-10, 5 Don Franco 15-17, 7 Get to the Chopper 6-7, 8 Pretext Stream 14-17, Money for 9 Sons of Burke 23-$15, 10 Bay of Medina has been 4-420, 11 Dragon Bells 31-34. 12 Sea Lady, the favourite, 480-370. 13 Sissy's Choice, 9-10. 15 Simply Striking, 26-31. 16 Big Reg, 9-10. 17 Ali Sam has been 51-61. So best backed, 12 Sea Lady, 480-370, as well as 9 Sons of Burke, which has been 23-15.
I think 12 Sea Lady will be hard to beat. My number's 12, 4, 9 and 10. Now, she's a pretty smart mare. She's won only the 2 from 19, but she's been placed on a further 8 occasions. And she did finish second in the championships qualifier at Dubbo behind Good Host. She's first up today. She has gone well previously, first up in the past. And I just think she's a good chance in a race of many hopes. I thought the main danger might well be TRB number 4. Which is Corriglin. It's got heaps of speed, and I thought its run at Wellington the other day was pretty good. Went forward and in the end knocked up, but finished behind Reprimand, who's a pretty smart horse. I thought for third we'll put in number 9, which is Sons of Burke. It's going along okay. And the 10 best of the rest. We'll go 12, 4, 9 and 10 in race number 2.
So 12, 4, 9, 10 there. The second, the third, Mick, is the Sam's Liquid Waste and Hire Class 1. It's over 1,300. Scratchings are 3 OY, 5 Little Bertie, 11 All Ellie and 18 Silk Topper. Now, through the market, here one volley's been 8 to 850. To the Rouseabout, 8 into 7. Four Moratai, 11 into 850. Six Skull Harder Sun, 10 to 12. Seven Festival of Light, 100 to 1 into 51. Eight Tokyo Bullet, 15 out to 18. Nine JT's The Fox, 6 into 480. 10 Winter Coney has been 8 to 9. 12 Amare, $34. 13 Supreme Action, 440 into 4. 14 Ryden Home, 16 out to 18. 15 Club Town, 61 to 71. 16 Miss Whistler, 100 to 1 to 150 to 1. And 17 Stomp has been 9 out to 11. So they've chipped away at a few here, but the favourite and probably the most notable firmer is Supreme Action, which has been 440 into 4.
Yeah, I think Supreme Attraction will be hard to beat. My numbers 13, 15, 10 and 8. He won a race at Louth by a big space back on the 11th of August, defeating High Mai, and showed that was no fluke when venturing to Dubbo last time and finishing runner-up to Hoag's, who's a very smart horse. I think he can go one better today. He's got good speed. I think he'll settle down in the first couple, and it'll be awfully hard to beat. I thought 15, which is Audio Bay, I thought it was I thought Club Town was some sort of a chance. Michael Lund trains, finished midfield there at Gilgandra last time, and was only beaten 6.5 lengths. Didn't have the best of luck. I think it'll be better suited on the big track today. I think it represents value in the race. 10 Winner Coney's got a good turn of foot, and I wouldn't be surprised if this horse won the race today. Was a winner at Bathurst, two starts back, and followed that up with another really good effort at Bathurst last time when finishing fourth behind Showminder. And best of the rest, TAB number 8. So we'll go 13, 15, 10 and 8 in race number 3.
13, 15, 10, 8 there in the third. The fourth, Mick, is the Adores Party Higher Maiden over 1,400. Take out 8 Southern Strategy and then 16, 17 and 18. One Truth Be Written has been 4 to 420. Two Song and a Prayer, $185 to $2. Three Irish Shotgun, $9.50 to $10. Four All Accomplished has been 12 to 15. Five Chebro, 61 to 81. Six Audio Bay, 23. Seven The Flying Scott, $9.50 into $5.50. Nine Brave Maddie, 34 into 23. 10 Fleur de Force, 61 out to 81. 11 Gina Reinhoff, 31 to 41. 12 Hamoon Ballad has been 19 out to 23. 13 Seishin, 150 to 1 into 81. 14 Thorn Lass, 34 to 41. And 15 Unos on 51 out to $81. So Song and a Prayer short, $185 to $2. But the one that caught the eye was number 7, the Flying Scott, which has been 950 in 4 points to 550.
There you go, good market move there for the Flying Scott. I thought this was a race of many chances. I've gone 4, 6, 1 and 9, putting All Accomplished on top. Wasn't a bad effort there first up at the Dubbo. Cameron Crockett trained, was only beaten 3 lengths by Skull Harder Sun, got a long way back and found the line okay. And I just think second up today will strip a lot fitter and does represent the value in the race. 6, Audio Bay, we made this horse a take 2 horse to follow after its first up run there at Narromine over the 800 metres. I don't think it was suited at Wellington last time when finishing midfield, beaten a touch over 3 lengths by Arctic Warrior. I wouldn't be surprised if this horse improved on the bigger track today. As far as third goes, I'm going to put in the one here, which is Truth Be Written. It's only had the one race start, finish fourth at Wagga. And it looks at one of the leading hopes as well. And we'll include the 9 best of the rest. So we'll go 4, 6, 1 and 9 in race number 4.
So 4, 6, 1, 9 there in the fourth. Let's take a look at race 5, Mick. This is the 4X Gold Dubbo Cup Day Showcase Flying. 1,100 metres for this handicap, and there are no scratchings. One, Joey's Destiny, has been 460 into 390. Two, Kenny Succeed, has been 650 to 7. Three, Art Demore, 330 to 350, the favourite. Four, Molasses, 850 into 750. Five, Innie Vega, 13. Six, Johnny Ruboy, 390 into 370. Seven, Next Level, $34. Eight, Any Blinken Day, 81. And nine, Gemily, 81. 10, Zootenant, 34. 11, Enjoyable, $21. And 12, Prattler, at 150 to 1. So, Art Demore's the favourite at $3.50. there has been some support, Johnny Ruboy, 4 and a 370.
My numbers here, 1, 2, 6 and 3, going with Joey's Destiny on top. I just thought that win there at Dubbo last time was very, very good. Won by upwards of 5 lengths. And I know that was on a rain-affected track, but he's just as good on dry surfaces. He's flying at the moment. Speaking to Clint Lundholm last night, he's very confident. Barrier number 10, I don't think that's any real issue. I think he'll carve across and be very hard to run down. And if he wins impressively today, you would think he'd have to be some sort of chance of making his way into the Kosciuszko field. I've put the 2 in for second. Can he succeed? Cody Nesta trains a very speedy commodity, 1,100 metres. That's probably the top of his distance range, but he'll probably lead from gate number 1. He'll be hard to run down. I've put the 6 in as well. That's Johnny Ruboy. Comes here with different form lines. Finished 4th at Wyong last time in a benchmark at 74 behind Smart Melody. Was only beaten around 4 lengths. And looks at a big chance for this race as well. And best of the rest, 3 Arthur Moore, who finished 2nd at Taree in the Lightning behind Trust Me last time. And it's the favourite in the race and will be hard to beat. I've got a healthy respect for it. 1, 2, 6 and 3 in race number 5.
So 1, 2, 6 and 3 there. Thanks, Mick. We'll take a quick break and then have a look at the first leg of the quaddie.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season, thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love the best. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Just like a champion sire, vain and reduced choice, Divine Prophet won the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at 3.
They come to the line together. Prophet.
Now, Divine Prophet delivers with his first foals. Champion sire, champion foal. Divine Prophet, now standing at Aquas Farm. Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at Dubbo Cup Day with Mick Wallace. And Mick, we're down to the first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is the Ray White Rural Dubbo Benchmark 58 over 1300. And the scratchings here are the emergencies. Now, in the first leg of the quaddie, 1 Super Chase is 17, 2 Jar of Hearts 11. 3 Umgini has been $18 to $19. 4 Loves a Hassle $6.50. 5 Ave at $5, your favourite. 6 Western Parade $7.50 into $6.50. 7 Dream No More $8.50. 8 Minamahal $16. 9 About Time $31 to $34. 10 Baggio at $61. 11 Drummed Out $11. 12 Spirit of DK $61. 13 I Saw has been $10 into $8.50. And 14 Eva Jean is $6. So an open market and not much activity at this stage. Ave is your $5 favourite.
I've gone 6, 5, 4 and 2. I'm putting Western Parade on top. I know it finished second last there behind the grandson at Mudgee last time, but missed the start 4 lengths and appeared to truck up into the race okay. And I just get the feeling that if it jumps on terms with them now from gate number 1 today, I think it might be ready. It was 3 weeks between runs when venturing to Mudgee last time. It is a horse with plenty of ability, and I think it'd be hard to beat. $7.50, I think, is a good price. 5 Ave has a nice turn of foot, and this horse has had a couple of trials leading into this first up performance. She was very good winning at Dubbo over the mile before going for a spell. And if she's anywhere near wound up, I think she'll give this an almighty shake. 4 Loves the Hassle should find this much easier than the races that he's been contesting at Rosehill Gardens, his last couple. And we'll throw in 2 Jar of Hearts as well, another very speedy conveyance, who finished down the track at Canberra last time, but had no luck in the run, and previous form was quite solid. So we'll go 6, 5, 4 and 2 in race 6.
So 6, 5, 4, 2 there. Race number 7 is the Showcase Picnic Championship over 1400. And the emergencies come out here. Now, one, Austin's the favourite. It's been $390 into $360. Two, Damas, $126. Three, Diamond Charlie, $7. Four, Lakota Sioux, $19 out to $21. Five, Rusty Motorbike has been $10 to $11. Six, Spinning Dawn, $9 to $9.50. Seven, Track Flash, $460 to $480. Eight, Zaphod, $16 to $17. Nine, Lulu's Destiny has been $9.50 to $10. At 10, Rionart, $4.80 to $5. 11, Senoritaville, $34. And 12, Supreme Lynn, $61. So your favourite, and the one that they've specced is Austin, $390 into $360.
I'm on six, 7, 10 and 1 here, putting Spinning Dawn on top. There's a lot of horses in form here that are jump and run types, and I just thought there might be plenty of speed engaged. And if Spinning Dawn can just sit off them, formerly trained by Scott Singleton, and I feel like this veteran might be able to get over the top of them. He's a five-time winner from 48 career start, and he's always around the money, and I just think he'll be very hard to beat. Seven-track Flash has the inside gate and finished midfield in the Moree Cup last time, so that's very good form for a race like this. I just think he's certainly the one they all have to beat. He's gone around the picnics a number of times in the last 12 months and has always acquitted himself quite well. And he's got the runs on the board. He's certainly going to be hard to get the better of. Ten Rahanat should be suited on the dry track today. Has performed well at Dubbo in the past. He's had five starts at this track for three placings. And the best of the rest, I thought maybe the top one there, Austin, who is in very good form, has won his last couple at Birdsville and Paduri. But I think he's probably better suited at the 1,600 metres. We'll go 6, 7, 10 and 1 in race 7.
6, 7, 10, 1 there, race 7, which brings us to the feature. Race 8 is the Dubbo City Toyota Gold Cup over 1,600 metres. And the scratchings are 2 Sir Barb, 6 All But Gone, 13 Maribel and 18 Mr Marmalade. And the favourite for the cup is number 1, Gagul. How do we say this one, Mick? Gargwin?
Gagwin, is that? I'm not sure.
Gargwin, yeah, it's a tricky one. Yeah. One for John Sargent. Anyway, it's the $4.20 favourite. Three of Magic's a Riz, $9.50 to $10. Four Disturbance has firmed, $26 to $17. Five Red Knot, $9. Seven Make a Dane, $5. Eight Distinctive Look, $61 into $51. Nine Marquee, $17. Ten Miami Dade, $15 to $16. 11 Steeman, $51. 12 Wild Cavalier, $12. 14 Annecy, 13 into 10. 15 Magic Over the Bay, $8. 16 Lonely Orphan, 51. 17 Go to Gantry, 14 to 15. 19 Welcome Art, 26 to 31. And 20 Dapper Eyes, just been $34 to $41. So Gargwin, the $4.20 favourite, but at longer odds, Disturbance has been 26 into 17.
I like Annecy. I've gone 14, 7, 1, and 16. I think she was unlucky not to win there first up at Mudgee in the Black Nag Cup when finishing second to No Escape. Was never on the track and just kept on finding the line. She's got a very good record at this track. She's won 3 from 7. And I really do think she'll appreciate stepping out to the 1,600 metres. She has been well backed in early markets. And I thought it was a very even-looking cup field this year. And $26, Annecy, went up. And now into $10, there's plenty of market confidence to suggest that she'll be hard to beat. Seven Make a Dane looks the hardest to beat. Hit the line strongly at White Farm last time when finishing third in a benchmark 74 behind Excelsior. And it'll take some beating, no doubt. If it gets an economical run in transit, it'll be finishing the race off strongly. Gargwin, last start Canterbury winner. If it can find the final, I think it'll be hard to hold out. Just needs a little bit of luck from the awkward draw. And I really thought 16 Lonely Orphan was roughly with some sort of chance. Has the inside gate. It'll be getting back. Does have a turn of foot. And I thought it's running the Moree Cup last time when finishing fifth, beating 2.8 lengths was very good. And I'd be throwing it into your trifectas and first fours. So we'll go 14, 7, 1 and 16 in race number 8.
14, 7, 1, 16 in the cup. And race 9, the last, is the Western Star Hotel Class 3 Showcase. It's over 1,600. And the scratchings are 7 True Worth and 18 Feo Rose. And the market on the close of Mick looks this way. One Athonis has been $2.70 to $3, your favourite. Two Sovereign Air, $8 into $6.50. Three Shadow Flight, $9.50 to $10. Four Blinken Fast, $8. Five Northern Charm, $31 into $21. Six Knopfler Export, $13 into $12. Eight Healthstar, $17. Nine Podium Bound, $16 to $17. 10 We Love Rugby, 16. 11 Pedro Zariz, 9.50 to 10. 12 Pretty Pine, 18 to 19. 13 Black Platinum, 16 to 17. 14 Little May, 26 to 31. 15 Bon Honor, $51. 16 Strike Zone, 100 to 1. 17 Did You Hear Me at 150 to 1. So your favourite in the last is Athonis at $3. Bit of money, Sovereign Air, who drops into 6.50 from 8.
I've got 3, 1, 11 and 2 as my selections. I'm putting Shadow Flight on top. I think it's worth an each-way ticket. Finished midfield at Hawkesby last time in a benchmark at 67 behind Laszlo. I think that's pretty good form for a race like this. Quinyong's 3 kilos claim will be an advantage here too and does have a nice draw. I thought 1, Athonis would be hard to beat. Was placed at Randwick last start in a highway behind Gordon's Leap. The effort was very good. We'll throw in the 11 here. For third, I thought it was some sort of chance as well. It's a race of many, many, many chances, and I just thought there was probably five or six serious hopes. Pedro's the Riz is a horse that we earmarked as a horse to follow on the Take Two program on Sky Racing, and was a little bit plain there at Dubbo last time when finishing midfield on the heavy eight surface. Might be better served on the good track here today, and we'll throw in two Sovereign Air. The horse that there has been a bit of money for. I thought that effort at Dubbo last time when finishing fourth behind Hamoon Bridge was okay. So we'll go 3, 1, 11 and 2 in race number 9.
3, 1, 11, 2 to round it out. Righto, Mick, we'd better recap your best and get your thoughts on this afternoon's quaddie.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't really think it was a great day for a best bet. So race 1, number 14, Special Surprise. I know it's the first starter, but I've liked its trials and there isn't a great deal of depth. I thought it would be very hard to beat. And as far as the quaddie goes, I'm just going to play my four selections in all four legs. We're going wide. 6, 5, 4 and 2 in the first leg. 6, 7, 10 and 1 in the second leg. 10, 7, 1 and 16 in the third leg. And the final leg, race number 9, will come home with 3, 1, 11 and 2. Really looking forward to this Dubbo Cup program today. Big fields, plenty of value. If we can get a couple of winners, I think we'll finish in front.
Hello, Ben Walker with you on Thoroughbred Central.
Definitely. Looking forward to catching up with Benny. I think our preview is at 11 o'clock.
Good stuff, Mick. We'll let you get to it then. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
So, Mick Wallace there. It's 27 past 10. Shortly, Fred Hastings will join me for a look at this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
You've heard of the war on waste, but what can businesses do? Whether you're a brickie or a barista, you can do your bit to keep valuable resources in circulation. Planet Ark has developed the War on Waste Toolkit for Business to help you choose the right recycler or recycling equipment supplier. Get your staff on board and find products made from recycled material. Even if you're not in the recycling business, you can be in the business of recycling. Visit businessrecycling.com.au.
Fear the Dragon. Fear the Dragon. Winner of the North American Cup. Beat Huntsville 4 out of 4. Beat Down by the Seaside 4 out of 7. Limited semen available. Visit urabee.com.au.
50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at Harvey Norman. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest free available now. In store and online. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022. 50 months interest free at Harvey Norman.
Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to
to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theracers.com.au.
Nobody has your back like family, so you know Penrith Mazda will look after you. Get the Mazda 3 Neo Sport, the car of choice. Drive away from just $21,490 and get 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free servicing on selected BT50 models. Plus, all new Mazdas get 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty. Penrith Mazda, your 2017 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated at Mulgoa Road, Penrith. MD188808.
50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at half.